Okay, everyone. Hello. So glad to be outdoors again. Beautiful weather. Grab a chair, grab a chair. So, today we're going to be talking about kidney oat. Why is it that half of the Jewish community is allowed to sit and enjoy sushi on Pesach, and half of us have to suffer without sushi all of Pesach? Suffer. And we have to sit and cry all of Pesach because we can't have rice, or we can't have quinoa, or some of us can't have salmon or mushrooms or whatever else.
Salmon?
Yeah, talk to the Bernfelds. That what?
I can't get anything from a store.
What?
Chocolate milk? Why can't you get chocolate milk?
Nothing from a store.
So some families.
No peels, no cans.
What even is this?
Some families are so. So families are so stringent that you can't get stuff on the store, you can't appeal. Alright, so let's just do raise of hands. Who does not eat kidney oat? Who does not eat kidney oat? Does not. Who eats kidney oat? Three. Okay, two. You eat kidney oat?
I don't.
Do not. Two. Okay, we have two. So why is it that these two lovely ladies can enjoy kidney oats, have sushi all at Pesach, and we can't?
It's hard.
Well, let's find out why. So, there's a Gemara in Pesachim that says that there are certain things that you can fulfill your obligation on Pesach with matzah, and that is through the five grains, which are wheat, rye, oat, spelt, and barley. And these two things, orez and dochen, we're not really sure the exact definition of both, but one of them for sure is rice. It's a machlokes which one is actually rice, but one of them is rice, so we'll just call that category rice. Cannot fulfill your obligation. And how do we know that? They do it based on a pasuk, proof from a pasuk. It says, Lo tochal alav chametz shivas yamim tochal matos. That says, for 7 days you shouldn't eat chametz, and you should eat matzos. And by the juxtaposition of the two of them, they say that that which can become chametz is the only thing that you're allowed to make matzah out of. So you have, again, these five things. However, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri comes on the scene and he says, well, wait, what about rice? And we said, what does it do? And he says, well, it actually makes chametz faster, becomes leavened faster. So the question that we have to ask ourselves is, how is there a machlokes, an argument in reality, in Metzias? Because, let's just do a science experiment. We know what it means to be leavened, to be chametz. So just do a science experiment. See if, take a pot of rice, boil it up, make it into rice flour, shred it up into rice flour, do whatever you need to do. Bake it into, put it in water and whatever. See if it rises. Put it right next to a bowl of yeast. See if the chemical reactions are the same. Should be easy. So says the Ramban. So how do you have this? How do you have this reality? You can't have an argument in reality. Just do it a science experiment, right? Seems pretty easy. Ramban says that actually, if you look based on the Yerushalmi, that no, this is actually what Chachamim do, is that if there's ever an argument in reality, there is just no such thing. And they actually did a science experiment, and the rice had this some sort of chemical reaction. Question is was that what they're disagreeing about is whether or not that chemical reaction actually was chametz or not? Yes, we're all on the same page. Yes, yes, no. You have a question?
I don't really.
They did a chemical reaction about rice flour and water, and then wheat flour and water, to see if rice flour is going to become leavened, and therefore be chametz.
So they're trying to figure out if rice flour behaves the same as wheat flour.
Correct.
Okay.
And they said, well, it clearly behaves differently, but it has a chemical reaction. The question is whether or not, basically, this chemical reaction is called leavening, and it just looks different. Just leavening looks different. So they're not having an argument in reality. They're having an argument of whether or not this chemical reaction is called leavening. Yes? We're on the same page?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay. So then the Gemara in Pesachim later on says, everyone rejects Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. It is impossible for rice to become chametz. Okay? Yes? We're all on the same page? rice is impossible to become chametz. So the question is why are we not all sitting and enjoying rice on Pesach? Because we still have the question. If rice is impossible to become chametz, what are we doing? So, the Rambam says, Maimonides says, that the Isser chametz, the prohibition of eating chametz on Pesach, is only with the five grains. And there's these Ashkenazim there's some people of the community who don't eat kidney oats and beans and the like and like whatever. So again, but then he doubles down and he says, but if you put rice flour into water, hot water, which is supposed to make the process faster, and you cover it, which again makes the process faster, it would be totally mutter, totally, totally allowed. So again, we ask our question, why can't we sit and enjoy rice on Passover? So there's two reasons why they prohibited kidney oats on Pesach. And the two reasons are as follows. The first is that we're worried that the fields of let's say, rice and other kidney oats things were grown right next to fields where they grew flour, and so therefore when they harvested the flour and they harvested all of the stuff, it's possible that the wind would blow wheat kernels into, let's say, the rice fields. So when you're harvesting the rice, you might be harvesting also wheat, and therefore
now nobody can ever have
that. Okay, yeah, so we're going to get to it in a second. But this is, again, we're just talking about the original enactment, which is that they're worried that these fields would be produced next to each other, and therefore when you plow one field, it might get stuff on the other field, and therefore you would end up with wheat flour in your rice flour. So, and the second reason is for a reason that we call marat ayin, that they're worried that if you guys are looking into the window of Rabbi Albert's house, and you say, hey, I know Rabbi Albert, he's a religious guy, and I see him cooking with a white powder. That must be flour. That's not allowed on Passover. But if the rabbi's doing it, it must be allowed, and therefore they would come to just use regular flour, not realizing that I might be using something like rice flour. So those are the two reasons. So the big question that we have to ask ourselves, and that Moshe has already answered for us, is do these two reasons apply today? Yeah.
So I've heard about a thing where, like, if you're eating milk, or if you're eating meat and you drink almond milk at the same time, you're supposed to have, like, a bag of almonds out on, like, the table for that exact reason.
Yeah, either that or the bottle out, yeah, so that way you show.
Yeah, so.
What? You know, when I was looking at it, and I said I had the same question, and I want to ask the rabbi is Rav Schechter. Do you know, everyone know Rav Schechter from YU? He's the biggest posek in the modern Orthodox world, Rav Herschel Schechter. This was a shir by his son, and I had the same exact question, and I'm going to actually call him up to ask. But yes, I had the same question. My guess is, what? So maybe that's what I was about to say. Maybe it's a little more yellowy, it's a little grainier.
Why don't they just do it for like the rice flour? Why don't, like, it makes it a rule that if you're going to be cooking with rice flour, then you have to have rice out?
Maybe it's too hard. I don't know. Maybe it's too hard. Flour. Yeah, Moshe. So what Alec is saying is, when you have if you're having a real kosher cheeseburger, meaning that you're having either fake cheese or fake meat, you need to put a sign on it that says either. That's why if you look at restaurants. So I'm saying is, so really you should be having something that says that it's not real cheese or not real meat. That's the halacha, because we're worried about marat ayin. So the question is, again, that do these two things apply today? So does it apply marat ayin? Does potentially someone seeing still apply today? Yeah, the answer is yes. Someone still might see you today. Does the field still apply? Probably not, like Moshe said, because nowadays you don't do it because we're worried that if someone is allergic to wheat or gluten-free, that if you are sowing a rice field and wheat ends up in it, that's a big problem. So they do not grow the field right next to each other anymore because of this problem. And also, we're worried about this whole wheat and the rice problem. And therefore, you're probably not having that issue anymore. So, and also you'd probably have a big suing. It would be a whole thing. Okay, so let's get back down to actually Kineos. What happened? So the Beis Yosef, this is Rav Yosef Karo, in the 1400 says, Yesh, there are those that are machmir, and they have this chumra, extra chumra called Kineos. And it is a minhag shtus. It is a silly, stupid minhag, tradition that they have. It is so silly. I don't know why these Ashkenazim are doing it. It makes no sense. These silly Ashkenazim. And, what? Yeah, Beit Yosef. And he says, and you think that people are going to get confused? That you're going to think I'm using rice flour and therefore you're going to think all flour is allowed? Nah, even the children, even the babies can know that if I'm using rice flour, that it's rice flour and that rice flour is allowed and doesn't mean that regular flour is allowed. So, the Beit Yosef is really taking shots at the Ashkenazim here. But the Rama says, anyway, Anu, Bnei Ashkenaz Machmir, us, the Ashkenazim, we are Machmir, we are stringent, and this is what we do. So much so that Truma Sedeshin, who's the rabbi of the Rama, asks, okay, so do we have to burn and get rid of all our kitnios as well? And we say, no, we don't go that far. Why? Because how could it be that our Sephardic friends are sitting in their houses and enjoying rice on Pesach, enjoying their sushi, and we have to burn it, we have to get rid of it. It's too diametrically opposed, it's too much. We say you can't eat it, but you do not have to destroy it and get rid of it.
are people that eat kidneys? Like, is an Ashkenazic person allowed to go to a house that...
Okay, we'll get to it. We'll get to it in a second. So, hold on, we'll get to it. We'll get to it, and then you can answer. I just want to say a few things in between. Rav Yaakov Emden, who is the son of the Chacham Tzvi, actually wanted to get rid of this minhag of kidneys. He wanted to say, all right, let's get rid of it. Why? Because he was worried that... That the chumra, that the stringency was going to basically actually make a leniency. What was he worried about? He was worried that Ashkenazim would not have anything to eat on Pesach. And therefore, they would go to the matzah factories and say, we need 10 more pounds of matzah per household because we have nothing to eat. We can only eat matzah. So we need more matzah to eat. And therefore, the factories who are under already so much pressure to produce so much matzah for the Jewish community are worried that they will press out even more matzahs and be so worried that they're going to actually press out non-kosher for Pesach matzahs. They're going to break out chametz matzahs. And therefore, you're going to have this nice chumrah of not eating kidneys, but you're actually going to be eating chametz by doing so. So he wanted to get rid of it. Unfortunately, it was not accepted. The Chayadam says if someone doesn't have what to eat, meaning that they are sick and they're very uncomfortable and they have nothing to eat, so actually that they might be able to eat kidneys. There's not a decision that you can make by yourself that you would have to ask a rabbi about. And Rav Moshe says, well, how far do we take this kidneys idea? Meaning, it's really nice that we have this chumra called kidneys, but like there's a ton of things that we didn't even know about. You know, when the Chacham made it. So like quinoa, like what's the deal with quinoa? Half the people say yes, half the people say no. Like, is it kineos or is it not kineos? We got to know. So Rav Moshe says that this kineos, this new thing called kineos, we don't do more than the Chachamim said. So the Chachamim said what they said and whatever was known, and anything else we don't say is kineos. The Chayadam, however, though, wanted to add something on. What do you want to add on? The Chayadam wanted to add on potatoes. Chayadam wants to say potatoes are what? We make potato starch. It's basically potato flour. Shouldn't that be the same thing as rice? No, Ashkenazim would have nothing to eat. So luckily, very, very luckily, that was not accepted. But I'll do you one worse. I'll do you one worse. The Shari Tshuva on the side says, do you know what we should ban? What, can you eat beans on Passover? No, beans are kidneys. What's a bean that you eat on every Passover that's ground into a flour? Coffee. We should ban coffee.
Screw you.
Coffee Coffee is kinyos, says the Shari Tshuva. Coffee is kinyos. It's beans. It's ground up into a flour. It's kinyos. Again, luckily, we don't agree with the Shari Tshuva. Because the bean, because it's beans. Yeah. Beans are when you ground it. That was part of. No, you can't. Beans are part of kinyos. So, so what do you do? So you're allowed to eat. So, so again, Shari Tshuva not accepted. People can drink their coffee. You can drink your coffee in peace. Again, potatoes not accepted. You can have your potatoes in peace. But again, Rav Moshe says you're not allowed to add on from whatever was not added on originally. So that is why Rav Schechter says you're allowed to eat quinoa because you're not allowed to add on from whatever was originally said. But many, many are don't agree with Rav Moshe that it's not that you're allowed to actually add on, and therefore each new thing that comes up we have to ask a shaila about. So they would say quinoa is quinoa, so you're not allowed, and then each new thing will come up. So. And the Mishnah Berurah says that in a shas l'chak, in a pressing need, in a pressing situation, you might be able to eat kinyos. Again, you would have to ask Rabbi what is considered a pressing need if this would allow. So again, if you need to have medicine that has kinyos, okay, so you might be allowed to if you can't skip it and like whatever it is. If you really have nothing to eat, Rav Schechter said that if someone is vegan and gluten-free and has nothing to eat, so maybe, I don't know anymore if this is still true because there's a lot of gluten-free products on the market nowadays. But again, you might be able to ask a shaila. So the big question that Alec asks is, what happens if an Ashkenazi guy person goes to a Sephardic's house and wants to go eat at their house? What do you do? So Ashkenazim would not be able to eat kinyos, are not allowed to eat rice at the table. However, to eat other things at the table is a big discussion that we literally do not have the time for today. It would be a much, much larger discussion about whether or not you can eat from the pots of kinyos. Meaning a pot, you don't have to sell the kinyos, but if I have a pot that I just cooked rice in, and I cooked the rice literally 5 minutes ago. It just finished cooking. I transfer all the rice out. It was all eaten. I have it on the table. I wash it out. And now I'm going to make you your fake couscous that is made of potatoes. Or not potatoes because you're not allowed to eat potatoes. I don't know. It's made of apples. I'm baking you just apples. Yeah. Well, according to one guy, you're not allowed to. Let's say apples, okay? I'm going to just boil you up some apples because that's all you can eat, right? So I'm just going to boil you some apples. So am I allowed to eat from that pot because it had kinyos in it? The isser is not an isser hana'ah. It's not an isser from benefiting. It's an isser from eating. But if the isser is eating, so am I allowed to eat something that has the taste of kinyos in it? Again, much larger discussion that we do not have the time for today. If you have that question, please see me later. I wish you all a wonderful day.